As Tyler is tap dancing away his way across the studio here. Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. All right, Orpheum Theater, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. What else are you doing on a Sunday afternoon? Tap Pack. Tap Pack will be performing, a group out of Australia. And joining us to talk more about that and lots of other events coming up at the Orpheum is the Executive Director of the Orpheum Theater, Aaron Glasnovich. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Hello, I am well, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So we've been hearing all the ads for the Tap Pack. Of course, we gave away some tickets to it last week. This is such an interesting group, kind of emulating the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford. Mm-hmm. But they're from Australia.
They are.
It's kind of a, like, sounds like it's a variety show, basically.
Yeah, kind of. It's something that we recently talked to one of the guys that's in the Tap Pack that started the group, and I asked, how did this come about? And they said, well, we've always been like singers and dancers together, and the guys that started it were friends in Australia, and they were really, had a love for the kind of time and the feel and the style of the Rat Pack, like so many have and do. And they thought, well, why not put something together where we take those songs and we take that style and we make it our own? So they've kind of, they call themselves the New Kings of Swing. So they kind of have been inspired by that kind of feel and style and made it their own.
I think we were probably wrong earlier, Tyler, because we were, Strangers in the Night and Australian Acts. And I was just thinking Dean Martin, when the moon hits your eye, like a big piece of water. Usually when singers sing, you don't hear their accent in it. So we were probably wrong about that.
Well,
but it would be kind of cool.
You have to come and find out, I guess.
How old of guys are they?
They're in their 20s and 30s, these guys. Yeah. So, yeah, they're really young. And, man, I asked, what kind of things they do to keep in shape. I mean, this is their first U.S. tour, and they are just packed to the gills when it comes to, city to city to city. And I was like, how do you guys, get through this? And they're like, we practice a lot and we eat well and we just, get water and sleep. And I mean, the physical demands of the show and the energy that just exudes through even like the trailers and the videos that you can see online is just so impressive. So I cannot imagine the energy that's going to come off that stage.
It would be really interesting to ask them, as young as they are, how this came up, where did they see this to get their, because first thing I thought it was Crocodile Dundee, he saw an episode of I Love Lucy, then he turns on the TV in the hotel in New York, yep, that's what I saw. I'm thinking, okay, do these guys live in the outback and they're just now seeing
right.
shows with the Rat Pack on them, or it's just I suppose though with the internet and everything now everybody sees everything, it's just interesting
perhaps, yeah,
that guys that age from another country so far away that was kind of their inspiration.
Yeah, it's definitely cool, and it's one of those things that kind of lends itself to the belief and the view that we are all so very connected, even though we are so far apart. So those things that are like in our society and in our culture are really, we share so much between all of us, no matter how far away.
Do you think we can get Tyler on the stage to tap with him?
I mean, he sounded pretty good earlier.
He did.
Those were clean.
I'm thinking we need to maybe expand a little bit and do the rap Tap Pack.
Oh boy!
And we can just do old school hip hop. And so we can all each be a character,
I'm into it.
That would be even better in the Australian accent.
Yeah, I've been told I look a lot like Snoop Dogg, so
with
I mean...
Much, so could, much.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, I see the resemblance, yeah.
He's got a movie called The Lazy Susan. What was the other one? What was the other move toward the end? You had another
I think
one.
I called it the cinnamon and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh!
Something like that. Anyway. All right, Aaron Glasnovich is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. So the Tap Pack is coming up this Sunday. Tickets still available?
Absolutely. Yeah, so GillsburgOrpheum.org, or we are open the rest of the week, 10 to 5.
And how much are they for this show?
$20.
Yeah, that's
and there
great
is a
deal.
Student
yeah.
and youth price of 15 if you call us or come in. So,
perfect.
Yeah, bring the family.
So you're going to hear some singing, I'm guessing, some Sinatra songs, some Sammy Davis Jr. songs, some Dean Martin songs. They're going to be Joey Bishop doing some comedy as well.
Yep, it's a lot of like witty banter, and it is very much like a variety show, but within a certain realm of, and the set's going to be super cool. They build like a bar on stage, so they're loading in on Sunday morning, and they have this beautiful bar with these lights behind it.
They're getting loaded on Sunday morning.
Loaded in.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, no. I think they're driving overnight actually on Saturday.
Fosters, eh? They're going to be drinking some Fosters.
Yeah. So they'll put the show up in one day and tear it down in one day. So it'll be really fun.
Man.
Is there any audience participation?
Yes, I'm told there is. I'm told there is audience participation.
That might be a little daunting with tap dancing. I mean, I'd be a little nervous to show my skills.
Maybe
live,
they'll just make fun of you. Maybe that's all.
That could be.
You sit up close, so you'll
pull
it on stage.
You just don't want to show off, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't want to.
They came all the way from the other side of the world. You don't want to show them
right. Yeah. They're the experts.
There you go.
The Tap Pack Sunday afternoon at the Orpheum Theater, 2:00. That gets underway. Tickets still available if you'd like to. And it sounds like it's kind of an all ages show. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean. I would just say keep in mind that is the Rat Pack who were drinkers and stuff like that and would make jokes, certain types
now
of jokes.
Now that
sometimes.
Audience participation might be a little different.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing that, okay, at that time, all those guys were smokers, which obviously you can't do that on stage anymore, at least here in Illinois.
I don't know how
they
get all those shovels in if they were smokers.
Right, I can't imagine. Yeah, absolutely. Aaron Glasovich, the executive director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. So the Tap Pack comes up this Sunday. But that is, that's just the beginning here in March. There's a couple of more big events coming up here in March, and as we go on, the next one, if you're a fan of the King, the Elvis, the ultimate Elvis Spectacular is coming up
indeed.
March 21st, Saturday.
Correct, yep.
Talk about that one. And somebody there, actually a promoter coming in, renting the theater to do that show, is that right?
So over the years, we've had more interest in outside promoters. They've taken notice of the Orpheum, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It helps support the theater, and it helps bring new things to the stage, and this is one of those. Dynasty Entertainment is the company, and they're bringing in this Ultimate Elvis Spectacular. I guess that we have been told that this particular production is approved by the Elvis estate.
Really?
So it is as real as you'll get to seeing the King up close.
Wonder what that approval process is. I'm guessing it has something to do with the peanut butter and banana sandwiches and a pound of bacon. That's got to be part of it.
I would assume
so. Got to be part of it.
At least part of it.
That's coming up on Saturday, March 21st. And then the Knox Galesburg Symphony is back on the 28th Masterworks Series, American Women.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the last concert was... I actually got to sit in on one of their concerts, and I usually don't get to do that. I'm usually out front in the lobby, but I really wanted to hear Beethoven's Fifth, and it was just so beautiful. They do such a wonderful job, and they've had an issue with their conductor being ill, so they've had a guest conductor, and he was wonderful, and I believe he's coming back again for the March concert, so it's going
to
be cool.
Okay, well, I wonder, because I hadn't gotten to talk to Vlad for a little while, and I knew he's kind of traveling back and forth between here and California trying to get that done, too, so hopefully we'll be able to get the guest conductor in before that one happens.
Yeah.
That is Saturday, March 28th. Then this is a huge one coming up. If you like the era of big band music, no, Glenn Miller's not around anymore, but the Glenn Miller Orchestra is still around.
The sound lives on. Yes,
wow,
indeed.
That is so cool, and that'll be Sunday, April 5th. Talk about that one and getting them here.
Yeah, something that has kind of been on the back burner for a few years. I had known that the Glenn Miller Orchestra was still alive in a sense, but it just happened so that they were going to be in the area. So we snatched up a Sunday afternoon date, which I thought would be perfect to bring people out for. And it is the real deal. They do a lot of Glenn Miller, the old arrangements of the band leader, and then they do some more modern tunes in that old-fashioned style. So. Yeah, it's going to be really cool, and it's $25 to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra once in a lifetime thing. They were at the Orpheum 10 years ago, apparently. So
because I thought I remember them being here at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's been a while. So
that's so cool. And that'll be Sunday, April 5th, and we'll go just one more further out coming up in May. Another big one, another big country concert that's coming up. And what late '80s, mid to late '80s? T. Graham Brown is when he was really big, and he'll be at the Orpheum Theater coming up.
Yeah, it was just announced recently. Yeah.
Yeah,
be fun.
Saturday, May 9th, that one's coming. So it's a busy place.
Oh, definitely, always.
I mean, well, and plus, I know you'll have private events going on. And talk about that rental of the Orpheum. I know you probably it's got to be further out now because people get it reserved, whether it's, mm-hmm. I mean, weddings, meetings, what parties, whatever. I mean, you can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, and exactly. All the things you mentioned, and, I mean, school movies is one that we do a lot. We host a lot of, like, PTO movies.
One.
Yeah, so there's the opportunity to host private movies, which is really simple and really fun to get a lot of people in together to do something to celebrate, you know, the end of the school year or just, you know, get everybody together on the PTO. So, yeah, anybody that wants to talk more about that, just give me a ring at the theater or shoot me an email. And there's lots of different ways you can celebrate at the theater.
If some point you want to do Brooks Fest, I am all in. All Mel Brooks movies.
Oh, man. Don't tempt me, man.
That's what I need. Brooks Fest.
That's what
Brooks
everyone Fest. Needs.
Now, I mean, Seinfest would take too long. There's too many Seinfeld episodes to go through.
Yeah. We have to weed it down.
I feel like you'd have to disclaimer after every episode. Okay, just 14 more.
Yeah. And then we're into 1997.
Yeah. Right.
This is my 12th favorite one.
But Brooks Fest, that can be done.
Can be done.
Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein. I mean, got to be disclaimers with some of those. Too, but yeah. Just saying,
speaking of disclaimers.
Not for the kids. Yeah, not for the kids. But yeah, that's a great thing. In fact, yeah, I may be there Friday night for the for that one.
Very good.
That's going to be a fun one. So anyway, yeah, the Orpheum available for rentals. I know you've had weddings and people say meetings. How do you have a meeting? Well, that stage is big.
It is, yeah. You can put a few tables. That's where we have our board meetings is on that stage. And we have the technology. We have a screen and a projector and all that good stuff. So it makes it really simple. And then you have these beautiful ornate surroundings of, especially when you get to be up on that stage and be from that perspective. It kind of, it's kind of humbling and it's really cool.
And if you're conducting the meeting and you just feel like it, you just turn toward the seats and bust out in song.
Yeah, turn towards that light and let it go.
Make sure is it, yeah, leading me. Yeah, can I have the spotlight on me as I'm chatting?
Take a bow and then leave on a high note.
Always leave on a high note. Aaron Glasnovich is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater joining us here this morning with a tap pack. It should be a really, really fun show coming up this Sunday afternoon. I mean, if you like the throwback, maybe you grew up in that era, you knew these guys, maybe you didn't. It's no matter. It's going to be a really, really fun show.
It's going to be super exciting and a spectacle for sure. These guys are going to be excellent. So don't miss it.
That's Sunday afternoon. Again, tickets available, orpheumtheater.org/tickets. You can find them there or at the Orpheum Theater box office. And, you may want to get them ahead. You just never know. You don't want it to be sold out. You don't want to wait to
Don't wait in line. Come see us ahead of time.
Absolutely. And the other great thing, you have a concession stand. Refreshments are really cheap.
Refreshments are available for sure.
And there are those for adults as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, join in the fun. Yeah.
All right. Aaron, anything else we need to know that's going on?
Oh, man, just be sure to follow us on Instagram. We have a Snapchat. We have all of the things. So things pop up here and there. So follow us, and you'll see all the things that are happening when they happen.
Absolutely. Aaron, thanks so much. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.